Shalom Aleichem, Chevra. Thank you for accommodating my schedule. They asked me to give some Chanukah Shiur Mentinek in the mornings this week. So today and Wednesday, we'll have to have Shiur at this time, or as we would say, this ungodly hour. And Emirat Hashem, like we'll be back to normal. Tomorrow, I think we have to give Nida Shiur just because I really want to get through Kuf Tzadivav. And I think we have our Shir Chanukah Masiba on Thursday. So, however, we want to kind of get as much as we can in terms of Torah. Simin, Kuf Tzadivav, Seif So there's a din in the Mechaber that Rosh HaYom HaBovah, the Paskabami, on Tzichu Lub Dogatzma, Bovachdach, and Shesham Kobein Right? Meaning if you have a one-day Re'iyah and one-day Re'iyah only, that's the Pashtus in the Mechaber. As opposed to Taisus, who says, if you saw Dam that day. The Mechaber says, if you have a one-day Re'iyah and one-day Re'iyah only, so you have to do the Bedikah, B'moichdachuk, and it has to be there the entire Bein HaShemashas. Meaning, in that situation, you need a full-fledged Bedikah, no kulas, no ifs, ands, and buts. You have to do a full-fledged Bedikah, Mochdok, it has to remain there the entire time of Bein HaShemashas. The Ramah writes that Bedikas Samach of Bein HaShemashas will help in this case, but Bedikas Shachris will not help. That's the psak of the Ramah. The Shach over here in Se'if Katan Vav is by the Vayakasha, this din of Re'iyah B'yom Echad, so you can do a Hefsek Tahara that same day, just the Hefsek Tahara has to be according to the Mechaber with a Meichdachuk Li'ikuva, according to the Ramah, which means the Dogon Merivah says after Mincha Ketanah, how do you ever have a Re'iyah of one day? V'halan in the Siman and Se'if Yud, we have Dinah Mepolat HaShechva Zera, meaning to say, we'll have to get into this halacha in greater detail, but Mepolat HaShechva Zera is the halacha that we're worried that a woman might have some Zera of the husband come out of her. And if the Zera comes out, so it does not entirely cancel the Shiva Nikiyam, but it means that one day of the Shiva Nikiyam is not a good day. So therefore, to avoid that issue, we say you do not do a Hefsek Tahara until, for the Mechaber, 4 days after you began bleeding, and for the Ramah, until 5 days. The Ramah adds a day, it's called the Trumas Hadashan day. So, Frekta Shachakasha, how is it that you have a Re'iyah Yom Echad and you do a Hefsek Tahara that same day? It doesn't make any sense. Shouldn't we be nervous about Poletes? So the Shach answers that if a woman sees a Kesem, Bimei Libuna, so then you do not have to wait Shiva, but you do not have to wait the Poletes days. That's what the Shach writes. Lo rasa kesem, lo rasa rak kesem, eshel hakel, bein bimei hasvira, bein betchila. The Shach understands that if the woman sees only a kesem, so then you could do a hefsek tahara that same day. Now, the pashtus in the Shach, what he says over here, is that there is no need for the dinim of koleta shechvasera by Ksamim at all. The Dinam of Poletes HaShechva Zera that you have to wait applies only to a full-fledged Re'iyah, does not apply to a Kesem Bechlal. This is somewhat problematic because in Se'if Katan Chaf, the Shach writes that the minhag is, it's lo yehei elo kedvarim hamutarim b'achir nohag bo iser. The minhag is that l'cha'ira we're machmir in all cases. We'll talk about that shach in a second. In Se'if Katan Chaf Aleph, the shach at first thinks that by a kesem you are mekel, but then he quotes the Lavush, and the Lavush writes, "Yeshu kasu shekol ish afir ra kesem kecharedol, bein shimsha bein lo shimsha tzricha lahamtin v'chein nohagen," meaning the Shach in Seif Katan Chaf Aleph quotes that even by a kesem, he quotes in the Lavush, even by kesem, even by lo ra'asa, Well, see in Sefer in the dinim of Poletas that Ashkenazim a gozer rasa atulora shimsha Ashkenazim a gozer shimsha atulor shimsha. Even if she didn't have tashmish hamita with her husband, nonetheless we're nonetheless worried about Poletas shechvasera. And even by a kesem, Rav Bush says we're worried about Poletas shechvasera. And the shachreit b'chein nohagen. So Sif Katan Chaf Aleph seems to be so serious Sif Katan Vav. In Sif Katan Vav, the Shach is saying that by a kesem, that gufa is the case when you do not have the days of Poletas. But in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, the Shach tells me that even by a kesem, I have the days of Poletas. So that's already a big steer in the Shach, no? Especially because the Shach in Se'if Katin Vav by us, he writes a kesem, Bein bimei sfira bein betchila. Bimei ha-sfira means the woman's mil shiva nekiyam, and then she sees a kesem that's tamei. So in that situation, I understand, maybe, because she's a mil shiva nekiyam, maybe in that case, I don't make the gezera of poletes, especially if it's a gezera of shimsha to lo shimsha, I don't make the gezera by Lo Shimsha, when it's Aser Tav Tashma Shamita, she's during Shiva Nikim. So she's a Nida. She hasn't yet gone to the mikvah. So the case of Bimei Sfira, I understand. But the case when the Shach says Bein Betchila, that Lecha'ur is so ser with the Shach writes in Sifkat in Chafalav. So it's hard to answer this question, but the Sidri Tahara notes that we're making a mistake. The Sidri Tahara has it, and the Imre Baruch has this, that when the Shach in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph writes V'chein Hagen, the Shach doesn't mean that this is my own opinion, this is the Minhag. What the Shach means is that this is the Sidrei Tahara, this is the Levush's opinion that this is the Minhag. Remember, the Levush says that by a kesem, even by Lo Shimsha, you have the Dinam Poletas. The Shach disagrees in Sifkat and Vav. The Shach says that by a kesem, there's no concern in Poletas, by Lo Shimsha L'chalapachos. There seems to be a steer in the Shach, especially if you hold that the V'chei Nohagen, the last two words in the Shach in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, means that the Shach is reporting his own minhag, so there's mamish a steer in the Shach. But if the Sidri Tahara is correct, we can be Miyashim the Shach. Because the Sidri Tahara is telling me that the words V'chein Nohagen in the Shach are not the Shach's own words, they are the Lavush's words. And therefore, the Shach in Sifkatan Vav is saying, I disagree with that Lavush that's quoted Lahalan in Sifkatan Chav Aleph. And I hold that by a kesem, by Lo Shimsha, you can be Mekol, that there is no dinim of Poletas. That seems to be the pshat in the Shach. Sir?
In the Sifkat and Chafalat, right before B'chein Nohagen, it says B'chulek. So would that imply that that's like the cutoff of the Levush and B'chein Nohagen?
Yeah, so that would be a simple way of reading it. However, if you say that you have a stira in the Shach, the Torah's Hashlomim, the Torah's Hashlomim, Sifkat and Yutess, learns the Shach your way.
Why can't it be that? Because it sounds like in Chaf and Chaf Aleph that Shach is being masculine for Pshitus, but in here it's just trying to explain.
Here's talking about Me'ikar Hadin.
Right, explain what's the case with Rashi.
So I don't want to say this because of what we're going to talk about in the Shach, Sifkat and Chaf in a few minutes, but the Pashtus is there's a stira between the Shach, Sifkat and Chaf and the Shach, Sifkat and Chaf Aleph. I think the best way to resolve the stira is by saying that the V'chein Nohagen in the Shach is Divrei HaLavush, but not Divrei HaShach himself. And therefore, by a kesem, by Lo Shimsha, the Shach will say there's room to be Mekel. Point one. Point two. Again, we have a kasha, the Shach's kasha. How is it that you have Re'i of Yom Echad? Re'i of Yom Echad, right? Don't we have to be concerned with the dinim of Poletas? So the Torah's Hashlomim in Oshei It turns out Shlomim says that by a kala, you can be mafsik right when she stops singing. Now, what he means by a kala in this case is a woman who's not yet married. A woman who's not yet married. So then you can be mafsik right when you stop seeing dam. There's no concern of poletes because she ain't married. So like, what are you nervous about? Right? Poletes means she had tashma shamita, the zera is going to come out. How can there be poletes if she's not married? Well, not so pashat. Where goes her lo shimsha to shimsha? So perhaps even by a kala it applies. Maybe when the shach says that by a kesem be mei sfira, that's because it's usher to have tashmish. But who says that by a kala it's the same? In fact, the shach in Se'if Katan Chaf, writes that the minhag is that we're choshish for poletes even ein baila be'ir. Even if the woman's husband is not in town, we're choshish by poletes. Ugedola mizu no hagen, afilu kala, eino soferes shiva nekiyam, ad yom chamishi lor iyasa. The shach says that even by a kala, you don't count shiva nekiyam until day 5. Ad yom chamishi, by the way, this is a raya to what we were saying in Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel, that the Shach disagrees with the Taz. Right? The Taz says that by a kala, by Dam Basulim, you can be Meka only on 4 days. The Shach over here sounds to be 5 days, even by a kala before marriage. No?
So are we talking about Dam Chin or Dam Basulim?
He's talking about, I would say, even a girl who gets married, who had regular Re'iyas Dam beforehand, but she wasn't married. So you don't have to be nervous about poletes because since she was not married, there's no concern in poletes. They have not had birishon. They have not had anything. In other words, she's going to go to the mikvah before the wedding. Can she do a hefsek tahara right when she stops bleeding? Let's say she has a 2-day flow. Can she do a hefsek tahara then? Or does she have to wait until day 5 based on the dinum of poletes? The Torah's Hashlomim is saying that there is no concern of poletes by a kala. The Shach writes in Sifkat and Chaf that our minhag is that even by a kala, we're nervous about poletes. And even though Avopi Shalafi Daiti Ein LaHachmir was a klal, Lo Nizkar B'Shum Posei Kadmoy Na'acharay. Right, the Shah says, even though I think that the whole Chumrah makes no sense, and none of the poskim, neither Rishonim or Achronim, have this, Mikom Makom, it's Verm Hamutam Arachim Nohagin Bo Isser, but Peshas Hatchak, you could be Miko for a Kala. Meaning, the Shah is saying that the Kula by a Kala, this Kula, the Teres Hashlomim, does not apply the Makom Minhag. There's a minhag not to apply this kula. But if it's shas hadachak, then you can tell a kala, a woman, again, just to define the terms for Brian, a woman who's not yet married and is going to go to the mikvah before the wedding, she can do a hefsek tahara before the wedding, right when she stops bleeding. You don't have to wait the days of poletes. And the cheshbon for this would be, that there's a minhag that you wait even by a kala, but b'shas ha'dechak you don't wait. Shas ha'dechak is defined as if you will not allow the woman to do a hefsek tahara right when she stops bleeding, it's going to be a chupas nida. And the Rambam holds the chupas nida is not kona. In the Gemara Yevamis, Nunhei, there's a discussion about whether yesh chupal apsulos or in chupal apsulos. The Rambam holds that there is no tfisas chupa. If you assume that chupa creates some sort of nisuin, it's like a second shlav in the wedding process, the Rambam holds that there is no chupa at all lapsulos. And if a woman's in nida, chupa doesn't take effect. Zak the shah in kuf tzadivav os chaf. In order to be Yotze that Rambam, it's better to be Yotze the Rambam than the Minhag, meaning the Minhag does not apply to Shas Adchak. That's what the Shach says, and Shas Adchak means if you apply the Minhag, you'll end up with a Chuppas Nida. That is the second Mahalach. So again, we have a Kasha. How do you have a Re'iyah of one day? So the Shach says it's a Kesem, and Yesh La'ayin, whether the Shach means any Kesem, that you don't have to wait the Poletus days, or only a Kesem bimei Zayin Nikiyah. And that depends on how I learned that Shach in Sivkat and Chafalaf. I have a Teres Hashlamim, who says that by a Kala there is no need to wait the Poletus days. L'cho'ayra, the Shach does not say what the Teres Hashlamim says, because the Shach writes that the minhag is that even by a kala you wait the Poletus days. I think so. The Shach is saying that the low plug by a kala is that some are saying they have a minhag. Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but that's the minhag. It's the minhag. But if it, yeah, whenever you have a minhag that comes in conflict with the ikar hadin, you follow the Ikar Adin, not the Minhag, like we spoke about with the Tshuva, the Galya Masechta, right? Yes.
Doesn't that Shach also just show that it's a Chumrah and conveys it's the Ikar Adin?
Maybe. I mean, again, I think that a fair way of reading it, a Chumrah, a Minhag, and those Minhags the same as Chumrah, but I don't know if Sivkat, I don't know if Sivkat and Chaf Aleph is Stamazoi a Minhag. You get an impression from Sifkatin Chaf Aleph when he quotes the Levush that Ko Isha Filo Roa Tip Avira Kesem Kechardal, right? Bein Shimsha Bein Lo Shimsha, you have to wait. Bechenai Hagen. He doesn't say it's only Alts Minhag. Over there, it sounds like that's the din.
But both of the places he says his sheep that is that he would be making.
Well, in Sifkat and Chaf Aleph, I don't know if he says that his sheet is that he's going to be mangled. Right.
And then he brings.
Again, the Trumas Hadeshin. The Ramo is talking about the extra fifth day of the Trumas Hadeshin. Right? Mm-hmm. Does that fifth day the Trumas Hadeshin apply by Yekesem? The question is, do I by Yekesem, maybe I could be more makal and say the din of Poletus does not apply at all, and you can be mafsik p'tahara right away. Right, that's the pashtus in the Shas Sivkatin Vav. Right, if anything, in Sivkatin Chaf Aleph, he's not saying like that. He's having a discussion around day five. And the Lavush sounds like you even have to wait five full days. Oh. So I have so far two Mahalchim in the to answer this kasha. Third Mahalach. The Chazanish writes in Simon Sadi Beis Os Memhe that who says Hefsek Tahara has to be Tzamud to the Shiva Nikim? There used to be a song, Yeshiva Sharage, no? You could say that the Chalais is over here and the Mais is over there, something like that. Maybe you could have a Hefsek Tahara over here and the Shiva Nikiyim later on. Who says Hefsek Tahara has to be day zero? And day one begins right after day zero. There could be theoretically a lot of space between zero and one. Zero could go on for a very long time. The Chazanish writes, nowhere in Judaism do we see the Hefsek Tahara has to be tzamud to the Zayin Nikiyim. If that's the case, we could say as follows. We could say that you could do a Hefsek Tahara and you'll begin your Zayin Nikiyim later on. The din of Poletus is only that it messes up during Zayin Nikiyim, that you have to add on an extra day potentially. But I could have done the Hefsek Tahara earlier. Hefsek Tahara, Zok B'Chazanish, does not have to be connected to the Zayin Nikiyim. And that's the answer to this Kasha. How is it that you have a re'i of yom echad? Don't we have the din of a poletes? The answer might be, yeah, you have a re'i of yom echad. So you want to do a hefsek tahara? Be careful. Don't do that hefsek tahara until some of habein hashmashas from the Ramah. You need a mochdachuk for the mechaber. Okay, grand. But there's no din poletes, because poletes is a din only during Zayin Nekiyim. Poletes is not a function of the Hefsek Tahara. That's what the Chazanish says.
But again, the Etzem Zayin Nekiyim just starts with what the woman verbally says.
Zayin Nekiyim starts on...
Zayin
Nekiyim starts on, I say, today is day one. And one could argue that Zayin Nekiyim does not begin until after... I can make a decision. I'm not going to keep my Zayin Nekiyim until a few days after Hefsek Tahara. Now, before you think that I am smoking something, I also watched that good convention, and I also saw that Rabbi Zev Cohen asked Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky about marijuana, and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky say, Zog to America, that it is Sam Hamavis. Right? And he quoted that famous video of the mooncatcher at his daughter's wedding. He's like screaming about the Zionists. Gosh, I don't know what was going on there. But okay, yeah.
Is this saying that if she is owned by one area, or you have to always whenever
So the Chazan Ish writes all the time that would far enfert this din of the one day Re'iya. And I have another Maramachim where I see that Hefsek Tahara does not have to be Tzamud to the Zayin Nekiyim. The Ramah later on writes that during Gimel Yomim HaRishonim of Yimei Haspira, we are not Toile a Kesem Lahakel. During Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, we're Choshesh that Adayin Ma'ayona Pasuach, and therefore we are not toile b'ksamim. Let's say a woman walks through a shuk shal tabachim, you don't have a kula. Says the Taurus HaShlomim, if a woman is going to be osekes b'ksamim, she can technically do her hefsek tahara way earlier, so that you'll have gimel yomim beforehand, and therefore the entire days of Zayin Nekiyim, you'll be able to be toile on walking through the shuksha tabachem or whatever it is. But the sidra, the Torah Hashlomim, excuse me, in Os Yud Gimel, right? If the woman did a hefsek tahara early, so you stop the mayona pasuach issue. Once you stop the mayona pasuach issue, so then gimel yomim harishonim, you can be toile also. So you see from that Torah HaShlomim that the Hefsek Tahara does not have to be Tzamud to the Zayin Nekiyim. That seems to be what emerges from this conversation. Now, what's the pshat in the Shach? The Shach by Yosin Siv Katan Vov says you can be Mako on a Kesem, meaning that on a Kesem, you can be Mako that you don't need Zion, that you don't need the days of, you don't need the days of Poletas. Yeah.
A quick question. The Ramos kind of applies, the first 3 days applies, even though we give the 5 days. That seems like it very much.
It's what it sounds like, yeah. In other words, because the assumption is that you're not going to do a Hefsek Tahara until day five. So therefore, you don't know that's not Mayona Pasuach. So therefore, right? In other words, in a normal situation, a woman doesn't do a Hefsek Tahara until day five. So you don't know it's Mayona Sasam. So therefore, there's no Tzliya B'Ksum in the first Gimel Yamin. That's right. The razzle dazzle mahalach of the Torah HaShlomim is that you can do your Hefsek Tahara earlier, and that will stop. We also have a din in Arachayim, Simin Peches. The minhag of women in many communities is that they wouldn't go to shul or look at a Sefer Torah when they're nidos. Nidos in this context means a woman who's actually bleeding. If she's not actually bleeding, she would go to shul. There's a minig in the dark in tshuva. Some women in mamish, and to this you get lots of shaylas about this when you pull the rabbis, that I'm a nida, can I go to the cemetery? There's such a minig that nidas don't go to a cemetery. That means also a nida who's bleeding. If you do a hefsek tahara to know that you're not bleeding, even though you still have to recognize, you still have to calculate and take into account the days of Poletus, but you're allowed to go to shul and you're allowed to go to the cemetery. It's another case where we see that the Chazon Ish's Yesod is correct. The Hefsek Tahara does not have to be tzamud to the Haskola of Zayin Nikiyam. That's another Hechatim. Now, the din in Shulchan Aruch is that Bedikas Shachris does not help on a one-day flow and a one-day flow only. The Sidri Tahara in Os Yud seems to understand that by Ra'asa Kesem, if it's only a Kesem, so then a Bedikas Shachris for sure helps. But that seems to be the last line in the Shach in Se'if Katin Vav, if we're correct that this is the Maskan of the Shach. So if you see a kesem, so then you don't have to keep the days of Poletus. And one can argue that if you see a kesem, even Bedikas Shachris is going to help. That's the way the Sidri Tahara and Os Yud wants to say it. And the Sidri Tahara says that the cheshbon for this is as follows. If you remember the Gemara tells us there's a machlokes hatanoia, right? Three shitas. Reb Yehuda says you always have to do a bedika mamash samach la'erev. We have the first tan in the Mishnah who says that bedikas yom beis has to be samach la'erev. We have another tana who says even bedikas yom zayin has to be samach la'erev. The Gemara says I should have asked about bedikas yom rishon, but I didn't ask. So if you should have asked, but you didn't ask, what's the halacha? So the majority of Rishonim, we said the Ramban has two opinions. The Rashba seems to conclude that by Yom Rishon, you can be makal on a bedika earlier in the day. We usually don't follow the Rashba, but by a kesem, Zakat Sidri Tahara, since a kesem is a din d'rabbanan, so therefore, bedikas shachris will help in line with the shita of the Rashba. Right? The Rashba paskins that by yom rishon, bedikas shachris helps. The Gemara says we didn't ask the shayla, right? So therefore, isvas, we don't know. So the Rashba says isvas, it could be mekel, that by yom rishon, it helps also. Shulchan Aruch does not assume like that. But it could be we don't assume like that mikayach safek, because I'm not sure what's the din in Yom Rishon. I didn't ask the shayla. But the Rashba says, oh, Yom Rishon we're makel. We will rely on that Rashba in the kesem case, which is a din d'rabbanan, that Padika Shachris helps. That's where the Sidri Tahara learns Judaism. Now, that's really interesting, no? That means that by dinim d'rabbanan, Bedikas Shachris helps. Racha Ora, Dam Chimud, Bedikas Shachris will help. Dam Chimud is a one-day Re'iyah, no? We're not worried by a Dam Chimud case. It's going to be Re'iyah that continues on and on and on. Racha Ora, Bedikas Shachris should help. The whole din damchim, what is it din derabbanon? By dinim derabbanon, we rely on that Rashba. I saw in the Sefer Taharas Yisrael, the poskim quote in the Sefer Taharas Yisrael. This morning I was preparing shir at home, and in the Sefer Taharas Yisrael, which I have at home, I was just taking a peek. So he has a discussion, what about dam tohar of a yoledas? Meaning, a woman had a baby and went to the mikvah afterwards. Let's say a girl. She goes to the mikvah day 20 after the girl, no? But then you have 66 days. In this case, she's already 6 days in. So you have 60 days of dam tohar. She gets a dam tohar that she has to go to the mikvah for because we're not boil on dam tohar. But that din is in gansin and din derabbanan. So it could be that if you have a one-day flow and a one-day flow only during dam tohar situations, because it's only a din derabbanan, we're going to be make on b'dikas shachris. That's what the Taharas Yisrael says. But he notes that in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalet, if Aleph, the Lashon of the Ramah, is that we treat dam tohar like a re'iyah of a whole dover, so you get the impression that if it's a one-day flow and one-day flow only, a b'dika has to be done samach l'erev. And basically, what we're trying to analyze is this halach of the Ramah and the Mechaber, the Sif Beis, that one-day flow and one-day flow only, this din, what are the parameters of it? How does this din square with the dinam of Poletes? We have three approaches. And then we want to say that Bidi Eved, the Ramah says it's going to help if it's a Re'iyah of Yayim Echad. By a Kesem, there's some that's going to say that even Bidika Shachris will help. And the cheshbon for that is because a kesem is derabbanan. So we went on to the other dinim of derabbanan. Kevan sheigano lekach, yesh la'ayin, if a woman has a tamei bedika cloth during shiva nikiyam. This is a shayla that mamish comes up. Yeder mitvach and darnishtik. No? She's doing bedikas, doing zayin nikiyam. She sees a problematic color. Well, what happens then? What happens then? If the reason why we're makel is because, and the reason why the shach is makel is because it's a kesem, and the kesem is derabbanan, so then the bedika of a dirty bedika cloth, we treat that like a d'oraisa. And therefore, hasvara no senes, that you have to treat like a one-day flow and a one-day flow only. And even le'ikuva, you cannot do your bedika until samach le'bein ashmashas, or as the Dog Omer Vava says, after minchaktana. That is a massive discussion in the Achronim. In that book that I told some of the guys to look at in the pre-daya, he points out that there are many tshuva svarim who deal with this issue. Some are mekel, some are machmir. In the Rabbi Sabalovsky book on Hilchas Nida, in the notes from Rabbi Willig says, Wahakel. And I think this is the standard approach. Chacham Ovadia paskins this way. Rabbi Simon says that Rabbi Badi paskins this way. Whatever. And there are two opinions in Rabbi Forst's book, page 166. And there's a Tshuva Maharash Engel, that Maharash Engel's make on this. And the cheshbon for being make goes as follows. It could be that the din of one day flow and one day flow only is not really based on d'oraisa versus d'rabbanan the way we explained it. It could be it's based on the ayana pasuach versus not ma'ayana pasuach. One could say, and the chora, this is very reasonable, that ma'ayana pasuach were worried, like we said from the Lavush. Since it's my yonah pasuach, al pirov, it will continue afterwards. So you can't be yotze with a bedika earlier than samach lebein hashmashas. One l'cha'ora should say, and in the Tshuva Maharash Engel, I don't remember where the Maramakim is, but in the Tshuva Maharash Engel, he says that a bedika, yitzchelak vav simen mem aleph, a bedika that's dirty, that doesn't mean it's mayana pasuach. Mayana pasuach means she's bleeding now. A dirty bedika l'cha'ora meant she was bleeding beforehand, and there was some residual blood that you caught on the bedika cloth. It's not mayana pasuach. If that's the case, l'cha'ora kesem, right, it's a different lomdus in kesem. The reason to be making kesem is not because it's a dindra abanan, it's because it's mayana pasuach. If that's the case, when I said the shiur menida in tafshin ayin aleph, you were all born then, okay? In Tavshin Ayin Aleph, so there's a fellow, Rabbi Yaakov Grun. I don't know if any of you know him. He was in the Kol HaOyon for a few years. Now he's a Rebbe in Henk. So Rabbi Yaakov Grun had the Ha'ara that it could be this is a reason to argue on the Cheshbin of the Taharas Yisrael. Because Dam Toihar, right? There's a Machlekes Rav and Levi, Mayon Echad, right? Or Beis Mayonos, right? If it's Mayon Echad, so l'cha'ora, that means it's mayana pasuach. It's just hatayra tim osay hatayra tiharaso. So it's mayana pasuach. Therefore, l'cha'ora, you should need the, it's not a din d'oraisa versus drabonah. It's a din mayana pasuach versus not mayana pasuach. And dam tohar is going to be mayana pasuach. So I think another cheshbon that comes out over here, and I think Rabbi Grun made this ha'ara also, is the famous Chavis Das. The Chavis Das, the beginning of our siman, says, you know what? We are machmir, that if she was bleeding that day, right? The Chavis Das says, we being me, the Chavis Das, is machmir, if she was bleeding that day, you need a bedika samach lebein hashmashas. And he has two reasons for this. One reason is that's what Taisa says. His other reason is that if she was bleeding that day, I have to be concerned that maybe days 1 and 2 of her re'iyah, days 1, 2, and 3 of her re'iyah was dam tayar. And the only dam that's dam tamei is day 4. And therefore, you have to do your bedika, samach lebein hashmashas, any day that I'm bleeding, because any day that I'm bleeding maybe is a one day and one day only flow, because the previous days when I was bleeding, I thought I was bleeding, but I really wasn't bleeding, because it's really dam tayhar. Right? That's the Chavis Das's cheshbon in Sifkat and Aleph. Rabbi Grun pointed out, right, if you say good stuff in shiur, you're going to end up in my notes, and therefore I'll quote you in subsequent shiur. So it's a good idea to say good stuff. But Rabbi Grun pointed out that if it's considered mayana pasuach, even for dam, that's dam tahar, Tosfos Yud Zayin Amud Beis writes that even the maros damim tahirim, like yellow, like brown, comes from the makar. So it's mayana pasuach. If it's mayana pasuach for those damim tahorim, so l'cha'ira, it's not a one-day flow and one-day flow only. You don't have the whole cheshbon of the Chavis Das is that, maybe the first 3 days was dam toihar. But izvas, who cares? It still was mayana pasuach. Now that is true according to Tosfos on Yud Zayin, that the damim tahorim come from the makar. However, the Sefer HaChinuch and Mitzvah Zayin points out that dam tohar comes from the aliyah. It comes like the urinary bladder. It doesn't come from the makar. According to that, it would not be mayana pasuach. Again, this was a ha'ara that he had. I thought it actually made sense. Halacha l'maisa by a bedika cloth. When Moshe finds in the tshuva igros Moshe chelakim osim nun hey. When Moshe says that if the bedika cloth is definitely problematic, it's a definite red. So then you have to be machmir, that you have to wait the poletas days. But if it is not definite red, if it's suffix red and you're just machmir, out the suffix, you're not sure, whatever. So then you don't have to wait the poletas days. That is the psak of That's the psak of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Okay. Again, halacha l'maaseh, I think in our yeshiva, we don't wait poletes days at all after a dirty bedika, like Rabbi Willig writes in his notes on Rabbi Sobolovsky's Sefer. Okay, deep breath, that's the end of Se'if Beis. Se'if Gimel tells me as follows, that when a woman stops bleeding, she does her hefsek tahara, she should wear a chaluk habaduk lo she'im lakesem. She should wear a clean garment. At night, you should put clean garments down on the bed. The Ramah writes two things. Minhag kosher, that you should bathe or wash yourself before the hefsek tahara. Two, the Ramah also writes, the Ramah also writes that you should be loivesh levonim. You should be loivesh white. Maran HaMechaber never says that you should wear white. He says it should be clean. The Ramah, right? Didn't you guys pick this up when you read the Mechaber Ramah? Right? The Ramah says it should be white. The Mechaber never says it should be white. Point one. Point two. The minhag of washing herself. And the Ramah writes that b'shas hadechak, the Ramah writes, im lo rachat harak paneha shomata dai b'kach. If she only did a rechitza on the vaginal area, on paneha shomata, that's good enough. And b'shas hadechak, that's what we do, the Ramah says. L'chaveira. Or, there's another way of reading the Ramah, that b'shas hadechak, you do not, you can even get away without doing rechitzas paneha shomata. It's not clear how to read this Ramah. The Ramah writes that you should do a rechitza. Im lo rachatza rak paneha shomata dai b'kach, aval b'shas hadechak, right? All you need is clean clothing. L'cha'ora, he could mean that you get away even without rechitza at all. Even if you're not doing rechitza's panel shomata, it's good enough, b'shas hadchak. That's what we should have said. That's what we could have said. That's what it's reasonable to say. Nonetheless, in the Sidrei Tahara, he quotes opinions that b'shas hadchak, you still have to be rochets panel shomata. And if you're not rochets panel shomata, the entire, you can't begin your Shiva Nikim, it doesn't count as a hefsek tahara, even b'diyavad. Therefore, if you're in a place you don't have water to be rochets panel shomata, so you're going to find this very disgusting. So the Sidrei Tahara writes, she should be rochets panel shomata with me raglayim. That's what the Sidrei Tahara says. Because he's quoting an opinion that he's into, that if you don't do rechitzas paneh shomata, it doesn't help at all as a hefsek tahara. That's already interesting. Reb Chaim Kohn in the Badei HaShulchan in the Biurim, I forgot which page, but somewhere. In the Biurim he says, maybe if you don't do rechitzas paneha shomata and your posheya, maybe then it doesn't help at all, because he tainas it is a pshia. And the Chochmas Adam writes that if a woman does not wear white during Shiva Nikiyim because she's poshas and doesn't wear white, if she's stamazoy is traveling and she doesn't have white with her, that's one thing. You just wear clean garments, even though they're colored. But if she's poshas not to wear white, says the Chochmas Adam, it doesn't count as Shiva Nikiyim. Says Reb Feivel, Yesh La'ayin, Nimhu Hadin, if she is poshas and does not do a rechitza before counting Shiva Nikiyim, maybe it does not count as Shiva Nikiyim at all. Okay, this is a little bit different than Sidra Tahara. The Sidra Tahara is saying it's like Kuva no matter what. He wants to read the Ramah, that it's like Kuva based on like a let's for sure read the Ramah. But the Sidra, but Reb Chava Cohen is saying that maybe if you don't do a Rechitza, it does not help Klal Ikar. At least when you play Sheya. If you play Sheya into Rechitza, maybe then it doesn't help. Perhaps there's a distinction that Rechitza is a minhag, but Lolovisha of the Begadim, that's Me'ikar Hadem. Hello, the Gra writes in Os Yud Gimel, in the Gra writes that somewhere, the Gra writes that when the Gemara in Shabbos Yud Gimel says, be mainly bunech mahu, that you mainly bunech means the days when you wear white clothing. So if it's Medina de Gemara, maybe then the Chachmas Adam is more ma'achmir. But who says the Chachmas Adam be ma'achmir if you're posheya by the Rechitza? Nonetheless, Reb Chaim Cohen says, in his opinion, the Pshat in the Ramah is that Levishas Levonim is a minhag. Right, oh, it's the Graos Yod, that's what I'm referring to. Right, Levishas Levonim is a minhag, just like the Rechitza is a minhag. And if the Chachmas Adam is Machmir, if a woman is Poshaas and is not Levishas Levonim, he should be Machmir if a woman is not Rechetzes Paneha Shalmata, even Bediyeva, if she's Poshaas and not Rechetzes Paneha Shalmata, that Lecha Oira would be a reason to be machmir.
So, maybe for the Ramah, the clean clothing should be white, or that should be clean clothing.
The minhag of the Ramah is that the clean clothing should be white.
I mean, it's a halacha.
Having clean clothing is a halacha, and the pshat in the Gemara of Yemeli Buneich means your white days in the sense of white that's not dirty. Not white that is white, right? That's already an interesting question. Again, my understanding is that no one just goes there. If a woman did not do rechitza, so no one's going to make a gezeira, though Reb Chaim Cohen entertains this seriously. Now, when we say in Shulchan Aruch, when the Rama says that she should do a rechitza, but imlo rachatza rak paneh shomata dai bekach. So what type of rechitza should she do? There are two possibilities. First of all, if you look in the notes on my tour, this din comes from the Rekeach. There's a sefer Maisa Rekeach who says that even lachatchila, all you have to do is rechitzas paneh shomata. Is the author of the Maisa Rekeach the same as the author of the Rekeach, or a different person? Right? He gets into this whole discussion. According to that, it could be that even lechatchila, rechitzas paneh shomata is good. But the way the Ramah paskens, lechatchila, you should do something more than rechitzas paneh shomata. What is that? Does that mean she should be rechetzes, the area near paneh shomata, like her thighs? Or does it mean she should take a full shower? It's not clear. The minig is that women don't really take a full shower, but that could be because mistoma, they showered after they stopped bleeding. And the reason for the rechitza, the Torah Hashlamim writes, is you want to get rid of all the residual dam. The rechitza is there to help the woman, because if you don't do the rechitza, there might be some residual dam. That residual dam will come out during the Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, and during Gimel Yomim HaRishonim, we don't do Tzliyas. You get an impression from the Torah Hashlomim, therefore, then Lo Rachatza Paneh Shomata, it's going to help in Gansin against that opinion that the Sidra Tahara quoted. So do you assume that Lo Chatzchila is that you should shower? Or do you assume that Lo Chatzchila is that you should do an internal wash? That you should do a douche? Not clear. In the back of that book, Prideya, he has two small essays about this. The Minhag Olam, or I don't know, the Minhag Olam, he seems to conclude that if she saw a full-fledged Re'iya, a lot of blood, she should mamash shower. If it's not a lot of blood, so the Chitzas Paneh Shalmata certainly suffices in all cases, even the Chatzpila. The Pashtus is that no one says you have to douche, but if a woman decided to douche, so then you can't do a Bedika immediately after douching. Ramosha, Chelakim Osimenayin Aleph, says you have to wait at Eza Minutin, some say 15 minutes or something. But that means, L'cha'ayra, because if you do a Rechitzas Pnim, so then what exactly is a Bedika going to help afterwards? You just washed everything else out. Well, what are you doing a Bedika for? So you got to wait a few minutes before you do a Bedika. This is different than what the Chazanish said. If you remember, we had at the beginning of the Siman, the Chazanish says, I should not do bedikas one after the other, because the derech of Noshim is not that they bleed constantly and consistently the whole time. It's on and off, right? So if I do one bedika and I do another bedika immediately after, so maybe I wiped out all, it doesn't prove that she stopped bleeding. Right, because maybe I just got rid of the blood that was there with the first bedik, and the second bedik I do right after doesn't do anything. Right, Reb 507, Mistim Astiray Poskim is not like the Chazanish, but L'cha'ora, Reb Moshe Feinstein, Reb Yeshua Leib Diskin, and many Poskim assume that if you do an internal rechitza, so you have to wait Eizem Minutin. Right, that's I think Lashon Reb Yeshua Leib Diskin. That Minutin is a fancy way of saying minutes. Right, you have to wait a few minutes after that original washing, because otherwise it might not help Klavi Ikar. Okay, gentlemen, so I think this gets us through Se'if Gimel. And B'li Neder, we will go on with Se'if Dalid tomorrow. I think this got us through Se'if Gimel. One other. You know, I'll make... Wait, do you need white sheets? Is my name. What? Oh, we have to get to Mincha. Okay, so we'll talk about it later. Fine. Mincha, be that way. I'll